Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
So on April 16th, 1937, in the Paducah, Kentucky newspaper, the Sun Democrat, they ran an ad, and it was the first time ever in print we saw the phrase, working hard or hardly working. You guys know that phrase? Have you ever had an annoying boss or somebody say that to you? Somehow that phrase keeps sticking around, I guess. But it would be the perfect heading for our scripture passage this morning. Could you imagine reading that in your Bible and get to this section that says, Paul asked the Thessalonians if they're working hard or hardly working. There was something very specific going on in the city of Thessalonica that Paul is addressing here. There's some people who could work. They were able to, and they were choosing not to work. And instead, were living off of the work of others in the church. It wasn't a situation where someone was going through a hard financial time, or where they had a health challenge that they couldn't work. The church loves to generously care for people in those situations. But it wasn't that type of situation. They could work and they had chosen not to. And when Paul has to address the same problem in the second letter to the Thessalonians, he says that instead of working ministry, they were working mischief. Instead of being busy building up the body, they were just being busy bodies. So Paul's solution is, if you can work, work hard. Provide for yourself. Don't live off others. Don't cause disruption. Look at me with verse 11. He says, aspire to a quiet life. Now, he doesn't mean you have to, like, live out in the country and not play loud music. He's talking about quiet as the opposite of disruptive. Don't be disruptive. And then the second part of that, mind your own work. Some translations say, mind your own business. But he's not saying mind your own business like don't be connected to others or involved in other people's lives. He means make sure that you're working hard and caring for yourself and your household as you're able. Now, Paul's addressing very specific circumstances in Thessalonians. But his reasoning is a little bit more universal. The reasons why he gives these instructions. These passages sometimes get taken out of context to support kind of a modern American capitalism idea, and Paul had never heard of capitalism. That's not what he's talking about here. He's not talking about a type of economy that God would prefer, but he's talking about the relationships of people in the household of God, in the church. Look how he starts his section. Look at verse 9. Now, concerning your love for one another. The Greek word in there is Philadelphia, sibling love, the love of brothers and sisters for one another in the family of God. That when we're in the family of God, when we're brothers and sisters, that Paul, he actually means that literally. He means that something new and spiritual and sacramental has happened, and we are now brothers and sisters, and that means we have a responsibility for one another and a responsibility to one another. And he says, when you don't treat each other well as brothers and sisters, verse 12, it's not a good witness to everyone outside. It's not missional. Because everyone outside will look at the family of God and go, I don't want to be in a family like that. Look at how selfish they are. Look at how they treat one another. Look at how they treat people with whom they have differences politically or theologically. Look at how they treat one another when they're in a different class or from a different ethnic background. I don't want to be part of a family like that. But Paul says, no, no, no. With your entire lives, you're actually brothers and sisters. Amen? And we treat each other like brothers and sisters because we are. And that includes our money, where we're financially responsible to and for one another in the household of God. The assumption here is that the family of God actually lives like a family. That there's a familial approach to finance. Now, even in our privatized, individualized American culture, most households still have one checking account. And even if an extended family member outside of your immediate household came to you with a financial need, we're going to feel some sense of responsibility. Like, we don't want that hardship to happen to my cousin or my aunt if I can help it. In the ancient world, and still in many cultures today, large extended families shared their homes. They shared all of their resources, their finances, their food, their tools. They often shared a family business, a family work. They shared their lives. That's what would come to mind when the Thessalonians were reading this letter from Paul. This family approach to everything they had. One of my favorite book series is the number one ladies detective agency, which is set in Botswana, Africa. And the detective is Mama Ramotswe. And sometimes when she's out in public and a stranger introduces themselves to her, she worries that it's a cousin who's about to ask for money. And she says, in Botswana, it feels like everyone's almost a cousin or could be a cousin. And if a cousin asks you for money, you cannot say no. You have to say yes. So she sometimes worries about that. The church is a place where we so identify with God as our Father, with one another as brothers and sisters, that we live like a family financially, that we work together, that we share in the family chores together of setting things up and cleaning things up and caring for one another and making meals. And we take part in the family work together. We've said that God has a work in his household. He has a family with a mission. And the mission of God's family is that everyone would be invited into God's family. And that God is using your family to build his family. And God's using our church family to build his family. Amen? Praise the Lord that we have been invited into God's family because of his work for us. And now he invites us to join in that work. And Paul honors those who are working hard for the household of God. Turn over with me to chapter 5, verse 12. Now we ask you, again, brothers and sisters, we ask you, family, to acknowledge those, that means to respect or to honor those who work hard among you in the Lord. It means so much, Stuart, that you are here with us this morning celebrating. You are someone who works hard for the Lord and for us, and we're so grateful. Paul honors those who work hard. It is a beautiful thing to work hard for your household, to provide for your household's needs. It's a beautiful thing to work hard for the household of God. There is nothing more wonderful, more fulfilling than good work for the kingdom of God. Paul, Timothy, and Silas worked hard for the kingdom of God. They talk about, in chapter 2, having just come from Philippi, where they were imprisoned and beaten. They come to Thessalonica, and Paul says, we boldly proclaim the gospel. We labored day and night. You saw how hard we toiled for you. And then he says to the Thessalonians, and we're so proud of you. You've been working so hard. We've heard of your work of faith, chapter 1, verse 3, your labor of love, your endurance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, Timothy, and Silas say, you've been working hard for the family of God. You've been working hard to invite others into the family of God, and we're so proud of you in City of Light on our fifth birthday today. I'm so proud of you and how hard you've worked for the household of God. I'm so proud of your hard work to be generous so that other people can experience the generosity of God. I'm so proud of your work of faith, your labor of love. And we hold you in the highest regard. And we remember you before our Lord Jesus Christ. To each of you who sacrificed for this church family, we honor you. To each of you who's given financially to this church family, we honor you. To each of you who served as a leader in this church, we honor you. To each of you who's been about the work of ministry for this church family, To each of you who's prayed and interceded, who's carried City of Light in your heart. To every welcome team member greeting others with a warm smile before they finish their first cup of coffee. To everyone who's made a new meal for a new mom or dad, or for someone who's sick. To every person who's gotten up early to hitch up the trailer at 6:45 a.m. and drive it to Hill, despite broken hitches and giving out breaks. To everyone who's cooked in crock pots or on grills the thousands of hot dogs we've given away at fall festivals. To every person who's disassembled or assembled the complicated, confusing 14 IKEA lamps we use for all of our evening services. To everyone who served that one Ash Wednesday when everything in Hill smelled so bad. And to everyone who brought their home diffusers an hour before the service so it wouldn't. To everyone at the Old Hill who stepped on a cockroach before it could get to one of our guests. To everyone who showed up after a long day of work at our ESL program to love and serve our neighbors and their children. To every group leader who opens up Zoom every week, even when they're so tired. To everyone who's wiped down chairs and tables in between services here. To every one of you who has wept with those who have wept and rejoiced with those who have rejoiced. To every one of you making disciples in your home and your neighborhoods and your workplaces, we remember your labor of love. You have been taught by God to love one another. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more. Because giving your life to the family of God, the kingdom of heaven, is worth it. Take a step deeper into the church and into the kingdom this morning, family. Take a step deeper into relationships with your real brothers and sisters here. Take a step deeper into the work of ministry as we serve one another and our city here. Take a step deeper in your life of generosity as we care for one another and for those around us here. Because look what the Lord does when we work hard for the kingdom. Look around. Look what he's done in these 5 years, what he's done in our households, in our hearts, what he's done in this church, what he's done in this city, when we work hard for the kingdom of God. He takes that seed and he multiplies it 30, 60, or 100 times, as Michelle read. Jesus once said, "My Father is at work to this very day." And Jesus said, "And I am at work too." And the Holy Spirit comes to work in us. May we work hard for the kingdom of God so that everyone can experience the generosity of a God who's at work for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.